ends this year should be a special for Amarin Rosh Hashiyichyu. So Moshe Rabbein Peshadina, Rahim Sar Moshe Mordechai, Moshe Rabbein Yehudis, Avram Yitzchak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, and Schus, Chagito Bas, Maratz Rachel Esther, Heim B'chol Anobim Aleim, Rufuas, Rabbam Yosef Ben Chana, Zerleim Bas Rivka, Shachal Yisrael, Rambam, 10th Parak Milchus Tumas Saras. What a tainuk to learn Rambam Milchus Tumas Saras. Parak Yud Halacha Hey, Misha Haisa Baharis Baralasso, somebody who on their Makam Ha'orla has a Baharis, has Saras, Yamul! Nevertheless, he should be circumcised. Ve'afal Pishahi Mila Shalai Bismanam. Even a Mila Shalai Bismanam doesn't have to be on the 8th day. That a mitzvah essay is docha mitzvah lo sasei. So the mitzvah essay of bris milah is docha lo sasei of not cutting off one's tzaras. The minchas chinuch and mitzvah tovkuf pei dalet asks on the Rambam, who writes that b'chol gavna, in any instance, if a person had baheres bar lasso, he should still do the bris milah. The Rambam is so saying. The Rambam says that no matter what, b'chol gavna, oy bayid, if a Jew, hot, has, I'm not going to do this the whole shirin, translated, but if a Jew has a baharis bor lasso, he should do the bris milah. But the Minchas Chinuch says, how can this be true? Shabbos 133, we ask, this is all according to the Havamina, that Abaye Libd Reb Shimon holds that Darvishan Reskabin is mutter, even if it's a psikriyashim. And the pasuk is coming to be matir when it's not a Darvishan Reskabin, when he says Lakot Sperat Ben Omiskabin, he is Miskabin, that's why I need a pasuk to be matir. Frekti Gemara. Dika Acher, Leka, Leleobet Acher. If it's Epshel Lekayim Shneim, we don't say Asei Docha Lo Sasei. So how can you say that the pasuk is being matir, where he says I'm having kavana to cut off my son's bris milah? Ika Acher Lever Acher, let somebody else do it. So it's Epshel Lekayim Shneim. You can accomplish the bris milah without getting into trouble with the cutting off the tzaras, so you can accomplish both. So just do it. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, there's no one else there. Says the Minchas Chinuch, according to what we paskin, that by ktsitzas baheres mutter ain miskaven gam bipsik reisha. We paskin that Davar she'eino miskaven b'ktzitzas baheres, by when one cuts off the baheres, ein miskaven is mutter, even if it's a psik reisha. Like it says there in the Gemara that we learn from the pasuk of Lasso siyata ose aval ose b'siv shal gabi ragel umot shal gabi ksefo Vim Avra Avra Mukmina Lab Psik Resha. Now it says in the Pasuk, Hishamar Lacha, Venegatras Lishmorod Velasos. So the Gemara is Medayek Lasos, Yatosi. You're not allowed to do it Biyadayim. But you're allowed to do it with a sieve, with a shoelace, which is on his leg, and he connects his shoe to it, he ties his shoe with it, and he has a nega, and this shoelace is possibly going to remove the nega. Uvimol shal ksefo, person's carrying a burden, and he has a nega, he has saras on his shoulder, and the mote is going to come into contact with it, this pole. Vimavra, so he can still, he doesn't have to worry if it passes. If the beheres goes shalobim skavin avra, it's not a problem. And the Gemara says, Bahalam Ali Kra, what are you pasuk to matter this for? It's a Darvashana Miskabin, and Darvashana Miskabin is mutter. So Rava says it's a psik resha. So the pasuk is needed to be matir, even though it's a psik resha. So what do we see from, and this is how we paskin, that by ktsitzas baheres, ein miskaven is mutter, even if it's a psik resha. If so, what does that show us? We see in the Gemara that even though Davashana was coming, it's a psik resha, let somebody else do it. If there's somebody else who's not going to have kavana, so let him do it. Let the other person do it. Because then there's going to be no iser of ktitzis baheres. And you don't have to come on to the din of Esei Dechelosis say. So now, this is the Kash and the Rambam. The Rambam was so same. The Rambam writes Bepashtus that if he has a Beheres Boralasso, Yamul, no problemo. You could just do it. You have a blanket head there to do it. No, you don't. If there's somebody who's not going to have Kavana, let that person do it. The person's not going to have Kavana to cut off the... He's not going to have Kavana to cut off the Tzaras, so let him do it. If he's not going to have Kavana, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says anybody can do it. Why can anybody do it? Let somebody else do it. Yaker lecha v'racha, like the Gemara says. That's the Kasha. So in the incredibly great Sefer Yad HaLevi, he explains as follows. Based on a Rashba, Medaf learning a Rashba. The Rashba zokt Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel that he asks the following Kasha. Why do I need a Pasuk to be Matir Mila B'tzaras? Gemara brings a Pasuk Matir Mila to cut off the Brits Mila, even though there's a Nega there. Now, Legabe Rishus it's Mutter. Why Legabe Rishus is it Mutter? Because there's no Isser of Ketzitzas Baheres if you're not miskaven, even if it's a psik resha. So b'makom mitzvah lo kol shekein. So if it's b'makom mitzvah, it's certainly mutter. So why do we have to come on to psukim? To be ma'apasuk, to be matir, mila b'tzaraz. Ay, legabe rishus, it's mutter. Because he's not miskaven. Even if it's a psik resha, it's still mutter. So certainly b'makom mitzvah, it's mutter. Answers the Rashba, no. It's derech, mishum dahadam mutter ktsitzas beheretz beinu miskaven, hu ksheinu osa l'shem ktsitza. That it's mutter to cut off tzaras when you don't have kavana is only when he's not doing it in order to do ktsitza. Rather, he's not intending to cut it off. He's doing his own business, and memela it's going to be cut off. That's when it's mutter ve'eno miskaven. But if a person's mamish koitzeitz biyadayim, if a person intentionally cuts off the tzaraz, he's miskaven lakutz. He just doesn't have kavana l'shem tahara. That's not permitted. When a person has kavanas ktsitsa, that wasn't permitted. And therefore we need the word of basar to be matir even yom shim al basar lasso, it's to be matir even when he is kotzeitz biyadayim, even when he's kotzeitz biyadayim, it's still mutter. Even though he doesn't have kavana l'shem tahara, so you would say he's eino miskaven. No, that's not eino miskaven enough, because he's miskaven to do the ma'isik tzitza. Once he's miskaven to do the ma'isik tzitza, that's not permitted. And therefore, for that, we need a pasuk. Ad kan midivrei harashba. And this Rashba needs an explanation. Because when a person is miskaving the ktsitsa, but he's not miskaving the tara, he intends to do the maisa of cutting, but he doesn't intend to become tar, to make the person tar, that's also included in eino miskaving. Like the Rashba writes, b'hemshech hasugya, that the ikar iser is being mitara al yidei ktsitsa. And if he's not miskaving the tara, it's a davar sheino miskaving. So the miskaving is on the tara, because the iser is on the tara. So as long as there's no Kavana for Tahara, it's called Davar Sheino Miskaving. Vimkei, narei kevan shebiktsitsat baheret. Ne'emar din shekol she'en mitkaven mutar. Gam bipsik reisha. Since by ktsitsas baheret there's a din, that if there's no kavana, it's a mutar even if it's a psik reisha. So maishna, why is it different that we say that if he's miskaving to the maisik ktsitsa, it's aser? Yeah, but he's not miskaving to the Isser. And the Rashba himself says that the Isser is the Tahara, not the Ktsitsa. So as long as he doesn't have Kavana for Tahara, everything should be fine. And then we get back to our original question. The Rashba's question was, why do you need a Pasuk to be Matar Mila B'Tzaras? Like Abay Rishus, it's Mutter. If he's not miskaving. So b'makom mitzvah, it should certainly be mutter. And what did the Rashba want to answer? The Rashba wanted to answer, no. We need the pasuk to tell us that even if he intends to do the, when is it mutter b'rushus? If he's not intending to do the ma'isik tzitza, but if he's intending to do the ma'isik tzitza, even though he's not intending for the tara, that's aser. And for that, you need a pasuk to be matir mila b'tzaras. And our question is, the Rashba himself says that the ikar iser is the tara. So as long as he's not doing intending tara, so that's a darvish shenu miskavin, it should be mutter. Because darvish shenu miskavin is mutter. Even b'psik reisha, darvish shenu miskavin is mutter. So then why do you need a pasuk? So it appears follows that b'din ein miskavin de kol ha-torah kula, we have two dinim. One, we have the din of the asiyas maisa iser. You need kavana for the maisa, and without it, it's a chisaron in the asiya. For example, if somebody drags a bed or a bench and he's not intending to make a furrow, he's not intending to make a charitz, it's mutter, according to Reb Shimon. The darvish shenu miskaven is mutter. Okay. Since he's not miskaving for the charitz, it doesn't have taras asiya. He's not doing it because he doesn't have kavana to do it. So it's as if the maisa was done automatically. And number two, there's a din kavana for the iser, not for the maisa. There's a din kavana for the iser, that if he's not miskaving for the iser, he's pater. And the din psik reisha, that Reb Shimon is mode, that it's aser. Like the Gemara says, that Moda Reb Shimon, that when it's a psik reisha, it's aser. Over din psik reisha, the Reb Shimon, the Moda Reb Shimon, the aser. So that includes two things. Number one, bain nechshav kavanas asiya, the nechshav shuasa ma'ase iser v'lo nechshav kanaser memela, v'gam dika kavanas iser. When Reb Shimon holds, like the Gemara says, that moedir Reb Shimon psik reisha, b'chol tara kula, the psik reisha is aser. What does that mean? It includes two things. Number one, that there is, if it's a psik reisha, there is kavanas asiya. He did the ma'ase iser and it wasn't done automatically. And number two, that there's also kavanas iser. Because since the Isser will necessarily be done, he has Kavana le-Isser. So he has Kavana for the mice and he has Kavana le-Isser. So according to this, we can say That's what the Rashba says, that we learn from the pasuk of Lasos. What does the Gemara say? Lasos iata ose. You're not allowed to be kotze it's biyadayim, but you're allowed to do with a siv shal gabe raglo or motal gabe ksefo. You're allowed to do it with the shoelace, with the pole on your shoulder. So that we learn from the pasuk of Lasos, that ktsitzis baharis has a ptur veino miskavein. That's only legabe dinein miskavein that was said in the asiyas maisa iser. That if he's not miskavein, there's no Torah asiyah to be mechayiv him. And there he says that ktsitzis baharis is not considered a maisa ktsitza to be mechayiv, even if it is a psik reisha. Why? Because it's not considered, that's the chiddush by ktsitzis baharis. That there's no Torah asiyah. If it's anal miskavein, even if it's psik reisha, there's no Torah asiyah, because that's the chiddush legabe baharis, that it's mutter even in a case of psik reisha, as long as he's not miskavein. What is it? What's chaser here? What lacks? It's not considered his maisa. Where the maisa ktsitz is bekavana, and he just doesn't have kavana latara, even though that's also included in the din of eino miskavein, because he's not miskavein to the iser. Nevertheless, it's not a din in the asiyah. It's only a din in the kavana la iser, and there we don't distinguish between ktsitz beheres and kol haTorah kula, and a person is chayav in a psik reisha. And therefore, we require a pasuk to be matir mila bibaheres, since there's no ptur of eino miskavein. So again, the Rashba asked Akasha, why do I need a pasuk to be matir mila b'tzaras? Legabe reshus it's mutter, because there's no iser of ktsitzas baheres if you're not miskavein, even if it's a psikresha. Certainly b'makom mitzvah. And the Rashba's teretz is that when do we have a heter legabe rishus? When he doesn't have kavanas maisa. But if he has kavanas maisa, if he has kavanah to do the ktsitsa, there it's not going to be mutter. If he has kavanas ktsitsa, there's no heter even if he doesn't have kavanas tara. That's why I need a pasuk to say, aval b'makom mitzvah, if you have kavanas ktsitsa, even if you don't have kavanas tahara, it's mutter. So we ask that the ikar iser is the tahara, not the maisa ktsitsa. And the explanation possibly is that in the din of ein miskavein there are two aspects. There's kavanas maisa and kavanas iser. And the chiddush by us, by tzaras, is that if he's not miskavein to the maisa, then the maisa isn't his. That's the chiddush of eino miskavein by baheres. That if a person doesn't have kavana to do a maisa ktsitsa, it's not considered. It's considered eino miskavein, because it's not considered his maisa. So b'chol haTorah kula, we're not matir eino miskavein b'psik reisha, but by ktsitzas baharis we are, because the chiddush is that it's not considered his maisa. And if it's not considered his maisa, then the maisa is not attributed to him, and he's off the hook. But the Rashba was mechadesh. But if he was miskavein to the maisa, he just wasn't miskavein to the iser. For that, we don't have a chiddush by tzaras to be matir, that it's different than kol haTorah kula. Here the din is like kol haTorah kula, that just like in kol haTorah kula, psik reish is aser. So here also, psik reish is aser, that if he has kavanas maisa, but he doesn't have kavanas iser, we say, sorry, Charles, if it's a psik reisha, then it's aser. And the whole chiddush of tzaras, that psik reish is mutter, if it's eino miskavein, is only when it's eino miskavein to the maisa, not when it's eino miskavein to the iser. When it's eino miskavein to the maisa, we have a chiddush that by tzaras, it's completely mutter, even though it's a psik reisha. Unlike kol haTorah kula, psik reisha is aser. But if he has kavana for the maisa, he just doesn't have kavana for the iser. There, we go back to the din of Kol HaTorah Kula and we say that no, Sikur Reish is going to be Aser. You had the Kavanah for the Maisa, and not having Kavanah for the Aser doesn't help us, and therefore it should be Aser, and that's why I need a Pasuk to be Matir B'Makom Mitzvah. So that would be the Pshat in the Rashba. Gevaldik. Ulefi Divrei HaRashba. We can also understand the Rambam. Farenfert the Shve Rambam. What a Machaya. To sit and explain Rambams, it's like worth $1 million. The Rambam writes that Mila B'tzaras B'chol Gavne Mutter. It's always Mutter. And what about the Gemara's Wukimta? That Iyika Acher Lavar Acher. Does someone else let the other guy do it? So the answer is that even if there's someone else to do it, there's no heter of Eino Miskaven, because he's miskaven to the Ketzitza B'Kavana. He's doing the Ketzitza B'Kavana. He just doesn't intend to do the Tara, because it's not his own child. So what does he care? He is Tara, he's not Tara. Only a father is miskaven the Tara, but somebody else isn't. So the Gemara says, let Yenim do it. Let the other guy do it, because he's not miskaving Latara. But now we're saying that even if Ika Acher, there's no heter of Ein miskaving. Why? Because he's doing the Ketzitza B'Kavana. And Legabe HaKavana Latire, that's a Psik Reisha. And that goes back to the Din, so like the Rashba. When a person's having, we're talking here about somebody who's having Kavanas Ktsitsa. If somebody has Kavanas Ktsitsa, it doesn't matter if it's the father or somebody else. As long as you're having Kavanas Ktsitsa, so then it's no longer in the category of Darvar Sheinu Miskaven, which is Mutter B'Psik Reisha. It goes back to the Din of Kol HaTorah Kula, B'Psik Reisha's Aser. Ah, you're going to say to me that the other guy doesn't have kavana for tahara and the father does. So if the other guy is Eino Miskaven, yeah, but that doesn't help us with respect to when it's a psik reisha. It's like Kol HaTorah Kula. It's going to happen automatically. It's like there is kavana sister for both of them. And therefore, there's really no nafkamin who's going to do the bris milah. Sof kol sof, somebody's doing it who's miskaven l'ktsitsa. So it doesn't really matter who does it. The father, Acher, so the Rambam doesn't write that Ukimta. But wait a second. What about the Gemara? Echnet Bodedi Magmara. But Agmara Maksha, Ika Acher Lover Acher. If there's somebody else to do it, let the other guy do it. So you see that it does help. That it's somebody else who's not miskaving the Isser. And the answer is that there we're going Aliba Dabaye, who holds Dover She'eno miskaving Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula L'Reb Shimon Gam B'Psik Reisha. That a Dover She'eno miskaving is Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula according to Reb Shimon, even if it's a Psik Reisha B'chol HaTorah Kula. The Dover Shein HaMiskaven is Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula L'Reb Shimon, even if it's a Psik Reisha. Now, in the Din of Ein Miskaven and Kol HaTorah Kula, it's Talui in Kavana Se'isser. And therefore we say, Ika Acher Le'Aver Acher, let somebody else do it. Because by Acher there's no Isser of Ketzitzas Baheres, since he's not miskaven. He doesn't have kavanas iser. So according to the Havamina, that Abaye holds, the Darvish Eino Miskaven is Mutter B'chol HaTorah Kula Reb Shimon, Gam B'Psik Reisha, and then Adin Avein Miskaven, it's Talu in kavanas iser. So the Gemara says, so let the other guy do it, he doesn't have kavanas iser. But we paskin, no. We paskin that b'chol haTorah kula aser b'psik reisha. Ah, that's what we're talking about lahalacha. Lahalacha, we hold that b'chol haTorah kula. You're not allowed to do a psik reisha. So who had dinami b'ktisas b'heres? If the person is miscaving to the maisik tzitza, it's aser, even though he doesn't have kavana for tahara. So when you're in the hava mina of darvishena miscaving, is mutar b'chol haTorah kula l'Reb Shimon gam b'psik reisha. And what do we say about eno miscaving of kol haTorah kula? That there are two aspects to it. There's kavanas maisa and kavanas iser. As long as you lack one of them, you're cool. So so as long as you lack kavanas iser, you're cool. So on that, the Gemara says, iak ika acher, lehavet acher. Let the other guy do it. He lacks kavanas iser. And this is like a kol haTorah kula. The darvish eno miscaving is mutar l'Reb Shimon gam b'psik reisha, as long as you're lacking either kavanas maisa or kavanas iser. So let yanim do it who lacks kavanas iser. And therefore, it'll be mutter. But we paskin, not like in the Havamina, that b'chol haTorah kula, the Reb Shimon p'sik reish is mutter. We paskin b'chol haTorah kula, p'sik reish is aser. And what's the whole heter of k'tzitzas beheres, if it's a darvish eino miskavein? The heter of k'tzitzas beheres, when it's a darvish eino miskavein, is when you're not miskavein to the maisa. Now when you're not miskaving to the Isser. Because when you're not miskaving to the Isser, you go back to the din of Kol haTorah kula. That it doesn't help you if it's a psik reisha and you're not miskaving to the Isser. It only helps you if you're not miskaving to the Maisa. That if you're not miskaving to the Maisa, then by Ktzitzas HaBeheres, it's going to be mutter. But if you're not miscaving to the Isser, that's like Kol haTorah kula, that it doesn't help you. Because it's a psik reisha, so it's like you had kavana. So therefore, we're talking here about somebody who's purposefully doing the bris milah on the child. So what does it matter whether he wants to be matar the child or not? He's having kavanas maisa. And even Acher, who doesn't have kavana latar, he does have kavana latar because it's a psik reisha. And the only het there by tzaras is when there's no kavanas maisa that the darvish eino miskaven is going to be mutter. But the darvish eino miskaven is on the maisa. And both the father and Acher are having kavanah to do the Maisa. So Darvish Eino Miskavein is not going to help. Because they're both having kavanah to do the Maisa. The other one, Acher, isn't having kavanah le'isser. That doesn't matter. Because when it comes to Ktzitzas Beheres, the heter of Darvish Eino Miskavein is only when there's no kavanah Maisa. Now where there's no kavanah sister, there's no kavanah sister, we go back to the regular rule. That it's as if you had kavana because it's a psik reisha. And therefore, since there's no difference between Acher and the father, the Rambam just paskin stam. Misha haisa b'heres bar lasa yamu. V'afu b'shumil b'smana shemitzis esei deicha lasei b'chol makom. Doesn't matter who's doing it. Why? Because of esei deicha lasei, because of mitzvah. And so we have a pasuk to learn that it's a mitzvah, and therefore we say esei deicha lasei. Even though there's complete kavanas maisa here, still beseder gamur. And not having kavanas iser again is not going to help us to say, oh, efshel lekayim shneim. Because when we're dealing with psik reishas lamaskana, not having kavanas iser doesn't help us. It's like the din of the, even by Harris, is like the din of Kol haTorah kula. And then it's a psik resha, it's as if there was kavana. Since there's a psik resha, that it's going to be tara, it doesn't matter if the father does it or somebody else does it. And why is it mutter? Because of esei derech halos esei. Even though there's kavanas ktsitsa, but esei derech halos esei. So this is super duper. There's obviously a ton more to say, you know, worlds and worlds of information and analysis. So we give ourselves a baracha that we should be nachzor v'lishnos perek zem yirtzeh Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.